Who is Zai Mystique? Zai Mystique was born and raised in Singapore. Since she was young, she had these creativity skills that made money for her. She rarely asked her parents for school allowance. She loves art. She would buy colored papers and pens from her savings and would make bookmarks and sell it to her schoolmates at recess and between break time. She would go from one class to another, made friends with the head monitress, and promote her arty, crafty ideas. Every month, she would churn up a new product line to stay fresh in the market. The most unforgettable thing that she made and sold was paper slippers. It was truly not wearable, but people loved the designs she crafted and they paid for it. At that tender age, when most of her friends would run out of school towards the ice cream stand, attempting to finish their daily pocket money, Zai was walking home with a pocket full with coins from her earnings with a beaming smile across her face. Zai always believed that money does not make money. Ideas make money. All of her businesses started with little or no money. Zero capital businesses can thrive. With her passion for henna art in 2001, Zai set up Mystique Henna and Body Art, aiming to teach the art of henna and servicing customers with henna decorations for any occasion. The venture was not just a money-making deal. It was an interest. In fact, it birthed from first love. She tried to venture other types of businesses along the way, but figured out that henna art was her forte. She could be a jack of all trades, but master of one. After 3 years of hard work, her endeavor was at its peak. She was invited to teach henna art in Japan and was featured in Japanese magazines throughout the country. Living in the land of the rising sun for half a year, Zai returned home, welcomed by numerous media interviews. The success story in Japan eventually reached her hometown. With this, Zai invited her Japanese students to visit Singapore to do henna art demonstration. As a result, overwhelming publicity boosted her brand Mystique. Her business boomed so fast that Zai started receiving bookings for bridal henna art 2 years in advance. Customers were delighted and satisfied, engaging her excellent work of art service. Concurrent to running her booming business, she sought out other opportunities to invest on. Along with this success story, unforeseen events happened that challenged her character and motivation. It happened on a warm and sunny afternoon on April 22, 2005. At about 4:44 in the afternoon when Zai was heading home. Riding on a taxi cab, hungry and devastated, she had a lot of burdens to think of, wishing that life was just easy on her, forgetting that she had a happy family, great friends, and a successful business. And then, suddenly in one split second, everything stopped. As if the time ended when a major sound, bang, was heard 8 minutes away from her home. The taxi cab where she is riding rammed into the back of a huge black army trailer. She could not save herself. She tried reaching for the taxi door, but she could barely move. In extreme pain, she reached out for her cell phone out from her bag. But the effort was to no avail. She could not bend over to get it. At that instant, she thought, is this it? Is this the end of me? Am I going to die today? It cannot be. For Zai, she had not done that much. Her mother still needs her. In short, she was not prepared to die. Before long, still semi-conscious and helpless, she was taken out of the taxi by 3 strong men, laid on the stretcher, carried her, and placed her inside the ambulance. By then, she had completely surrendered, no attempt to verify what had just happened or where she was brought to. Being put through numerous medical observations, x-rays and CT scans, Zai had to undergo an immediate surgery. With total excruciating pain, she advised the medical team to proceed with the operation. Only later she found out that despite going through all the surgical procedure, she had to accept a dreadful fact that she could be paralyzed all her life. After the surgery, she was monitored on taking morphine for pain maintenance and to be able to manage to move. She would take doses because she could barely stand the pain. A report by the medical specialist stated, Zai had experienced a fractured dislocation on her T12 to L1. Her other injuries were right 6th rib fracture, her left foot 5th metatarsal fracture, a posterior instrumentation and fusion T11 to L3 was done. In other words, she had 2 metal rods fixed on her spine and 8 metal screws drilled into her bones. The other injuries were managed properly. She will be experiencing low back pain hands-on. She suffered a very serious injury of the spine. She is fortunate to escape with no gross paralysis. However, she will be left with chronic disabling pain for life. By right, she should be pleased that her life was spared. However, honestly, at that time, she had no clue whether to feel joyful or miserable. For one whole year, Zai dreadfully lived her life with no direction. She had the victim mindset as she recollected those moments. She took almost 1 year to recuperate and get back on her feet again. She knew she was meant for greater things, and setbacks like this should not stop her from fulfilling her dreams. Then Zai wrote a mission statement to herself, a mantra she lives by up till present day. It is up to you to be a victim or a victor. You may have a physical disability, but you are still gifted with a sound mind and a strong, loving heart to take action. Give thanks for life, help yourself, and move on to help others. This all boils down to experience. Hardships are not equal to failure. Life goes on and it is too beautiful that it has a lot to offer. A setback is a gear change, a break to take a break from the norm, from the routine, a moment to stop and smell the roses, a moment to take flight, and with an eagle's view to outlook on life, to redesign, rewrite one's purpose, one's own conviction, and existence. Magic happens with heart and action. Zai learned this through trial and error and has discovered that service to mankind is the way to go. Then in 2007, Zai spotted a demand for a fashionable hijab veil for Muslim women and started Mystique Hijab Boutique through Facebook marketing, which later included men and children apparel. In 2012, she had a calling to pursue her Arabic studies and traveled for 2 years. And when she came back, she crafted a Read, Write, Speak Arabic program, which she taught at Singapore Management University. In 2014, she discovered business insights and self-discovery lessons, coupled with the aid of government support to assist budding entrepreneurs and for present small, medium enterprise to grow their businesses. So she decided to put together her entrepreneurial journey, which started since 2001, and lessons acquired during her multiple travels to share with the strong-hearted what they can achieve through her experiences. They will be able to swiftly and strategically pursue their passion and turn them into profit almost immediately with little or no money.